sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're locked and loaded. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
Everybody's back.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Steak and eggs.
Full Voltron. Is that the morning show does? I stayed there. I saw those tweets.
What's going on?
Woo.
We good?
We're good.
You look like you're ready to go to the beach again.
I'm ready. Well, it's going to be... These are nice
outfits.
These are nice.
Hardy, take a look. I mean, looks good.
Vineyard Vines.
But he looks ready for...
Hardy's already commented in the office.
Oh, yes.
You know what what bugs me? The Velcro zipper fly. Give me a zipper.
Yeah.
Nothing says ready to work like coming to work in swim trunks and flip-flops.
That's a good look. Here to work, sir. Yeah.
Really, really wasn't excited leaving the Cape yesterday, sitting in that traffic. That was fun. And then I get home and I turn on the TV... And then there's that stupid, I first bit of TV I watched literally in 10 days. And had Apple commercials on.
What is the Apple commercial?
I don't know the name of the song. Let me tell you a story.
It's that song.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, 2 freaking hours of traffic. And then the first thing I turn on, and there's these weirdos typing on an Apple computer. That makes me not want to buy Apple. And that's it. Like, give me a Dell. Give me Microsoft.
Got Adele.
Give me something,
bro.
Wait, you want?
Don't give me an Apple.
You want a song by Adele, or you want
Adele computer?
Oh, okay.
So I'm back. What's up? What'd I miss?
A few items.
I tell you what, I was off the grid. I watched one thing, one sports thing, and it was when David Price pitched, and I didn't miss a pitch. And God, was that glorious! But we'll get to that. I mean, that's. So you guys got to fill me in on a lot of stuff.
All right, we'll do one thing an hour that you missed.
Okay.
This is what we'll do. One thing an hour.
I did hear one, like, five-minute part of the show, and there was a caller, one of our favorite callers called in, and we'll get to that later. But, boy, he's a peach.
You mentioned David Price. You mentioned the Red Sox. That's the one nugget of things of sports-related that you watched?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that then. Dan Shaughnessy in the Globe writes this today. The Red Sox on Sunday completed their 3-game sweep of the Kansas City Royals. Aggregate score, Boston 32, Kansas City 13. The Red Sox are now 62-29. They're 33 games over 500.
33.
The Royals have lost 9 straight and 27 of their last 31.
Oh, so you're saying this is a good team versus a bad team.
So bad. Yeah. Kansas City, 39 games under 500. I want to stop here and insert this. The Red Sox had put themselves in a good place prior to the All-Star break, comparing them to the Yankees. I want to give them credit for that, because this stretch of games, they've taken care of business against the bad teams. They didn't. They went 7-2 on the road trip. They took care of business. They put themselves in a good spot where I thought they might start slipping against the Yankees. Yankees have had their own set of issues. Gleyber Torres hurt, all that stuff, but they're in a good spot. Again, only comparing them to the Yankees and no one else because the rest of baseball blows.
Well, that's all that matters, really. It's you and the Yankees.
So, as he writes, the Sox come home today. They'll play the last-place Rangers for 3.
Oh, that's exciting.
Then they'll get the Blue Jays, who are 20 games back in the division.
Well, that one will bring you to the TV.
He says, on and on it goes. Meaningless game after meaningless game as the Red Sox put up cartoonish numbers while we wait for the real games to start in October. So much winning. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, it feels like Patriots-Jets week.
This goes back to the, are you impressed with the number of wins they have and the fact that they're on pace to win more than 100 games?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either.
How can you be?
I'm not impressed by that. They're a good team. We know they're a good team. You get credit for being good.
You can play Pawtucket against these teams.
You don't get credit for your win total when the rest of the league is terrible. Terrible. And that's what Dan Shaughnessy speaks to. This is not just a Red Sox topic for him. He writes, is it any surprise that MLB attendance is taking a hit? Listen to this. I didn't know this one, though. 21 And baseball always touts this. Every year we hear baseball saying, well, attendance is great. We have millions and millions of people coming through the turnstiles. Our sport is healthy and strong. Yeah, not this year. 21 of 30 teams are down from last year. Baseball on its pace. Current pace, it will be its lowest total attendance in 15 years.
That's not good coming off a free agency period where it seems, you know, you don't want to throw the word collusion out there, but... You know, if you're not going to pay some guys the money, and you see how guys like J.D. Martinez are bitching about not getting the correct dollar value as to what I'm going to give you out there when I play, and he may be totally right on this, and I think he is. But, yeah, it's not a good trend in the way that thing's heading for baseball.
Since baseball has become the sanctuary of senior citizens. Hardcore baseball fans are the same people who have landlines in their home and still read daily newspapers. Anybody seen my sporting news?
No.
Yeah, I'd like to add one more, by the way. They are the people that also have green Massachusetts license plates. They're the same people that have
those.
You
still see those, huh?
Yeah, they have those as well. And they still have those license plates.
I was scrolling through Twitter, as I do. Yeah, when you're on vacation, you're laughing. And somebody tweeted Evan Drellick, who I guess has a Red Sox book out.
Yes,
NBC
he does.
Sports
like
Boston.
50 Red Sox things.
And they tweeted out a picture of him sitting at like a folding table with his books in front of him.
I think we have is that a copy over there? I can't see. Hardy, you can see from there.
But
right? is that a Drellick book right there?
The crowd of people waiting to see him was like at a senior citizen's home. I don't know where it was.
Keep talking.
And I sent it to Shaughnessy, and I texted Shaughnessy last night after his article, you know, after I read his article. And I said, Dan, wow, you really know. He goes, yeah, can't defend it anymore. I can't. That's it. It's over. It's done. I'm a baseball purist. I like it. I love it.
I have a copy right here.
Yeah.
The men and moments that made the Boston Red Sox the Big 50. The Big 50 moments. How many of these do you think are like 1960 or earlier? Probably a lot. But anyway, back to this item. Baseball is having an issue this year. They're in real danger. You know how we've always talked about this day coming where, oh man, they're going to get to a point where the kids won't watch it at all. Aren't we here already? And forget kids.
We've been talking
forget
about it.
Forget kids. How about people in their 20s, 30s, 40s? They've got issues, man.
Like, I think, here's what you're saying,
and,
too.
And by the way,
go ahead.
Not here. I don't think it's really even hit here. The reason I think it's important to bring up, could you imagine being a Kansas City Royals fan right now?
No.
You're not watching that every night.
They have a pretty good first baseman, too.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, they have a pretty good first baseman. He may have been getting dealt to the Yankees at some point here. Who knows that? I saw that rumor floating out there last week. But the cool thing is you got a damn good ballpark. You got a cool ballpark, which is still going to bring people in. You know, and you see stuff on Facebook, guys going to games. I talked to a couple buddies the other day. They went, but they go in the third inning. They leave in the seventh. Just go, hey, I got the tickets. People are trying to get the tickets because, you know what? It's a nice week, nice vacation week. The sun's out. It's 85. Yeah, it's great weather to go to a ball game. A lot of people are going with their families to vacay, take my tickets and go. So people are going, but they're not going for the full length of the games. Talked to my buddies the other day. They like going. They love the Red Sox.
See, but I think people
only go for like 4 or 5 innings.
But it's easy to watch them still right now because they're so good.
Yeah, you're going to be entertained. You're going to go in. It's cool to sit at Rooney's Baseball Tavern, hang out, or go to the Cask, get some sun, put the sunglasses on, maybe get a day game ticket.
Ratings are good here.
Yeah.
People are still watching
team's
in Boston.
Good.
They're still watching in New York.
It's a national
the
problem.
The teams are good.
Yes.
The teams are good. The problem is there's so few of those teams. All these other markets, people are going to check right out on those teams.
But even during the Yankees.
Oh, 9
series.
Straight, 27 of the last 31. Why do I continue to watch you?
Yeah.
You're not even competitive.
Right.
We'll pick this up. Talk right. More about this. Baseball's got a problem. Maybe not be a Red Sox problem or a Yankee problem or even an Astro problem right now, but it's a problem. 617-779-0985. And more on the Red Sox themselves. Because that point that Shaughnessy made, we're waiting around for October, is true. We'll get to David Price later on in the hour. Don't go anywhere. Everybody's back on board here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory.
Yeah, it's real funny, huh?
Others aren't so bold.
I bet the baseball fans love this commercial.
Everyone and friends and family.
The old ones, the senior citizen department.
What person?
Saying, hey, get a job.
When you work at Apple, and I'm sure you know what the hell you're doing.
Why do you only do that?
So you're in some conference room, you know, and you're bouncing ideas off each other.
Why are you
Whenever somebody rolled this out, someone said, yeah, you know what? That's a good campaign. Let's go with it. It's so bad, it's going to piss people off to talk about our products. What the hell is this?
I can tell you what. I've heard this, and I've heard this commercial a million times, and I couldn't have told you what it was even for. So it hasn't stuck. That's what I would say. Hasn't really stuck.
Shut up! Turn it up, Jim! Is it from 1850? Like, what is this?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Daniel Johnston, The Story of an Artist.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Oh, God, so bad.
Turn it off. I don't want it on our show. Piss people
so
off.
So bad.
I do not want to buy Apple. The hell is really this? Does. I throw my iPhone away.
You're not going to throw it. You love your iPhone.
I do love it. So, you do a lot of things on it.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty good with pictures. I didn't know, like, you know, like even like the video stuff, you could cut it and make little, you know, little productions and
Hardy's
stuff.
Hardy's really good at that.
It's almost like a camera.
Oh, Hardy's, my God, that's right. Hardy does the puppets
does a lot
on
of stuff on that.
Daniel Johnston has spent extended periods of his life in psychiatric institutions.
Well, shocker. That's good. Revealing.
Diagnosed
Let me
with
tell
schizophrenia,
you a story about a nut job
bipolar
that can't
disorder.
Sing. Good. Nuts.
Damn. Gathered a local following in the 80s by passing out tapes of his music while working at a McDonald's in Austin, Texas.
Shocker. There you go.
Oh, here, great.
Have some of my music that I cut.
Oh,
it's like,
great.
It's like freaking Jungle O handing out of CDs.
Back to the Red Sox and baseball problems.
Thank God.
Shaughnessy writes, one of the problems in baseball is that players don't think there's a problem. Hitters have no regrets about their whopping strikeout totals.
Guaranteed money.
They don't change their approach with two strikes. They just keep on hacking and missing. It's all about launch angle and exit velocity.
Now, see, now you're getting into nerd stuff, all that analytics.
And that's what he said. He said analytics are out of control. Even Commissioner Rob Manfred agrees. Manfred recently told The Athletic there's a growing recognition that analytics have produced certain trends in the game that we may need to be more proactive about reversing. There are owners that feel that way. There are fans that feel that way. The strikeout zone in the game are off the charts. This will be the 11th straight season in which MLB will set the record for strikeouts. He said everybody strikes out all the time. A 10-strikeout effort by a starting pitcher, no longer a big deal.
I mean, look at a start Stanton.
And it really isn't. No.
Stanton was striking out every at-bat in the month of April.
This started a few years ago when everybody was going nuts over the strikeout numbers and went back and looked, and strikeouts were up about 20% across the league because people were comparing pitchers to, like Pedro's strikeout numbers. Guys were striking out 20% less than when Pedro Martinez was pitching.
Right.
20%!
Tom Verducci recently figured out how long it takes and calculated in baseball that the average time between balls in play, 3 minutes and 45 seconds. It takes nearly 4 minutes. Well, it takes nearly 4 minutes to see a ball hit a bat and be put into play. That doesn't mean that
doesn't mean
a hit. It just means that it was the bat
left
was put
the
on
batter's
the
box. The ball went somewhere other than the pitcher's hand or the catcher's glove. Oh,
so that means that approximately 15 times an hour
or fouled.
You're
oh my
seeing.
God.
Well, no, it's got to be put in play.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's
gotta
be put
so
in play.
The ball went somewhere other than the pitcher, catcher, or fouled. It just dribbler.
So you see basically 15 items of action per hour. I mean, compare that to any other sport. There's 15. We'll call them actions in an hour. That's a problem. That is a problem.
Well, it's a problem because of the way you think you can view it and the way you end up having to view it. And for me, I always say, like, baseball is a good, like, background thing to have on.
Yeah.
But if you miss something, then you've missed it. It's in that way, it's like watching soccer. It's like, soccer is on in the background. But if you miss the goal, you've missed the whole reason why you've been watching, right? And they happen so infrequently. And that's what it's feeling like with baseball, too. Just a base hit. They're so infrequent that if you have it on in the background, you don't see it as it happened. Now you got to go over there and like rewind it and watch it again. So what's the point?
So
you have to focus in. You know, don't blink or you'll miss it. You'll miss the action.
Think about like the World Cup right now that's going on, or the NBA, or things that do well with younger crowds. There's always something out.
Yeah, World Cup.
I mean, I'm not a soccer guy, but I could tell you.
Nor am I.
I would much.
It's been on everywhere I've been.
I would always pick a baseball game over a soccer game. But I can understand the appeal of soccer.
Yes.
It never ends. There's always something going on. The clock is running. They don't take breaks. They just keep going, man.
I started to get caught up a little bit on vacay on this Neymar thing, him taking dives and being all over the floor or all over the pitch or whatever the hell that thing's called. Field. Like Neymar falls every 5 minutes? Is that what it is? New drinking games being created? That's interesting to me. Everywhere we were, whatever bar,
happening.
Whatever restaurant, the World Cup was on.
There's movement. The ball's being passed around.
Action.
Right.
There is
They may
action.
Not score, but they're trying to
you
score.
You can't fix it, though. How do you fix it? You can't tell players
can't
to stop
baseball.
Swinging.
No.
The pitch clock needs to happen.
That's not going to increase contact, though.
It's the first step, though. But it's a step. It's a step in the right direction.
Decrease the time to balls in play.
Well, I agree with that. That's great.
I mean, it's a start. You got to start somewhere. But the other part about launch angle? I don't know how you change that.
You can't fix that. If players, if Mookie Betts is doing launch angle this year and having a season like he's having now, do you not want him to have a season like that?
He should be batting third then. Too many home runs. Too many single home runs. Nobody on base. Guy should be driving in more runs.
That's not the question.
I know that. But I mean, now all of a sudden you see that, like, that's an anomaly. Like, we're training people to watch the game through analytics. Or do that, then why can't you train? Why can't you train new baseball players, the younger generation? That's what everybody's talking. Jim,
yeah,
you talked about.
But
you talked
Mookie
about
Betts,
going to Pawtucket, watching the game with a pitch clock.
But Mookie
you
Betts
said it was over
is not
two
a good
and a half
example,
hours.
Though, like Mookie Betts, is batting .342.
Right.
But he used analytics and changed his swing in the spring.
Yeah.
He changed his swing this spring, and he's having the season he's having now. How can you tell players to stop doing that?
Because why can't Jackie Bradley do it?
He's not an all or nothing player, though. So he's a bad example. He's not an all-or-nothing player. He is having his best year
okay,
ever.
Okay, J.D. Martinez changed his swing a few years ago.
What about
Same
Stan?
Thing.
Like,
okay?
Stan's an all-or-nothing
now,
player.
Now, that was an all-or-nothing thing, right? He was a terrible player, and then he was a really good player after
Again,
that.
But he's batting .329. Like, he's hitting the ball outside of hitting home runs. He's not an all-or-nothing guy. The biggest problem is the guys.
So you want the days of like Vince Coleman, Willie McGee, like slapping the ball in play, having a few of those guys in every lineup.
No. I just want guys that can hit for average outside of the guys. There are guys who can hit for both power and average. Two guys you just named, Betts and J.D. Martinez. But yeah, you know who needs to go?
Cool.
Guys like Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yes.
That needs to go.
But he's still coming around.
Okay.
You got to give him time.
How about he tweaks his swing so that he can just put the ball in play?
What's he going to be? Is he 22 and you're going to give him time because he's such a good young player?
So that's the Brock Holt. That's the Brock Holt, Jackie Bradley thing. You want Brock Holt instead of Jackie Bradley.
Bingo.
Okay.
Yes. And I've been consistent on that, have I not?
Yes.
I have.
Yeah. But that type of player, if it's going to be like that, okay.
Yep. I'd rather have him
too. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
And I think that type of player is better for the game.
How many chances are you going to give a 30-year-old center fielder? They can't hit.
It's not like he's 24.
He cannot hit.
He's 30.
Yeah, there's this massive upside. There becomes a point where, okay, us as good baseball evaluators, he's past the age of 28. This hitting thing probably isn't going to come around. Like, move on.
Billy's in Waltham. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Bill.
I got a few ways that you can fix baseball, but first I saw a story about a shark
about
that
a
bit a bass in half, and I just thought about, it was like off the Cape. I think it was the Globe that had it.
Yeah, NBC 10.
Yeah,
Channel 10, I think, had it.
They're everywhere, dude. What did it bite in half?
A fish. A striper.
What's so shocking about that?
Because,
they were reeling it in, and they were bringing it in on the boat, and the shark jumped out of the water and grabbed it.
It breached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's something you don't
see.
We'll
get to the sharks later this hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, back to baseball.
There's the point with baseball. You call about baseball and you start talking about sharks.
I'd rather talk
about
sharks.
Because you're already disinterested.
We've done this before.
Thank you. You've proven our point.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, quick. Go.
All right, anyway. So, two problems with baseball, okay? They got the pace of play, and they got a bunch of hardos that are sucking the fun out of the sport. You know what I mean? Like, okay, they're not realizing that they have a huge opportunity to capitalize on all this information we've got about concussions and stuff now. There's going to be a lot of parents that don't want their kids to play football. It's just going to be what it is, or soccer, or whatever, what
it's
have
a good
you.
Sports call. Yep.
You're right. Baseball doesn't have a concussion problem, and they can't even capitalize on the fact that they are the sport without a concussion problem.
They were already eliminated.
Now.
You can't run
that
a catcher
tell
over.
You something.
Can't run a catcher over. No contact there.
That should tell
have a
you.
Concussion problem. There's only action every 5 minutes.
Like they're the sport without the concussion problem, and they can't even attract new players. You're right. That is an interesting point.
They took care of the concussion problem. They put netting all the way down the line.
Yeah. Zoe wanted to get to David Price sucking again. Why don't we get to David Price? He sucked twice since so was last year. We'll get to that next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox completed the sweep of the Royals in Kansas City yesterday with a 7-4 win. Rick Porcello, very happy, very pleased with the offense.
I mean, knowing how talented our lineup is and how hard these guys work and they don't give at-bats up. They take every at-bat like it's their last. You never kind of doubt them. I mean, I've seen them put up runs against the best starting pitchers in the league. So, you know, I don't want to say you take it for granted, but these guys are really, really good. And they did it once again today.
For his part, Porcello allowed 3 runs on 9 hits in 7 innings. Good enough for his 11th win of the year. Tonight, the Sox are home to begin a 3-game stand against the Rangers. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start tonight. He's 10-3 on the year with a 3.84 earned run average. 5 Red Sox named the All-Star team. Mitch Moreland getting his first nod. Sale, J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts, and Craig Kimbrell will join him as well. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
So I can perfect 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Second deck. His first major league hit is a home run against the Red Sox. How do you like that? Higashioka, the home run stroker. He homers to left. And the Yankees take a 7-0 lead.
I gotta go on vacation more. That's what I just figured out here.
That was Price against the Yankees.
Oh, this backup catcher,
Price. First. No, not even the bat. It's like the third catcher. It'd be like Swihart. It'd be like Swihart getting into a game, yeah, and having his first major league hit be a home run after starting out 0-for-22.
He's the only guy under 202, other than Jackie Bradley Jr. Swihart. But we gotta get him going. You gotta play him.
All right, so which start? He's had 2 bad starts since you were gone. David Price, 1 against the Yankees, 1 against the Royals. Which one is worse?
I think you could argue that the second one's worse because it's the worst lineup in baseball, the worst offensive lineup in baseball. But this guy has paid the money he's paid to beat the first team that he faced there, the New York Yankees. That's the litmus test. We sat here for 8 games. 8 games. Fred finally figured out he was putting garbage on his car. Good stuff, buddy. Just go get back.
He's been sleuthing on that for weeks.
What you get for parking a Jaguar in the first spot?
Where should I park?
Where he's here early. That he's here true. Before everyone else.
I don't know. If I had a car like that, I'd park it far away, like, you know, so it doesn't get nicked. Yeah. Nice ride. Nice seeing you, buddy. Thanks, bud.
$100,000 car.
Attaboy. Yeah. I mean, can't hide money. Morning drive.
Can't
morning drive money.
Can't hide money.
Can't hide money.
Sure can't.
But it's still here. It's 10:40.
Well, they got to plan tomorrow's show.
Yeah, it turned into a pumpkin.
it's start number one. It's against the Yankees because we sat here and had to take that David Price is back and he's figured things out. And then he goes and he opens his mouth. And then he's had 2 bad starts since he opened his mouth. He can't help himself. It's great. It was a great night. I wanted to hear the Sterling call. I sat there and watched the game with my brother-in-law, who's a big Red Sox fan. And he's, why are you running against him? What are you doing? I'm like, it's David Price. It's the only time you root against him, David Price, when he pitches. I'm consistent on that. I'm not being a troll. I'm not doing it on purpose. You guys know me. Can't stand the guy. I hope he gets shelled every time he's out there because he's a defiant prick. And when you act like that, you deserve what you get. And that's what he deserves. Second deck. Give me the call again. Give me the back-to-back calls. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Oh, it's great. It's one of the best things I missed while I was gone. That was number one. Numero uno. That's what it started.
I like that. Yeah. Higashioka, the home run stroker.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Sterling.
That's even terrible. That was giddy, though.
Can I make a Sterling comment, by the way? I listened to the Yankee broadcast the Friday night game of that series.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell you enough as a play-by-play guy. He doesn't. He's too busy telling his stories, man. All he does is sit there and tell your stories and be like, and a ball. And you're like, well, what was it? What kind of pitch was it?
Right.
Where was the pitch located? He doesn't tell you anything. He doesn't know. He gives you nothing.
There you go.
And a ball.
Yeah. He's more of a tap dancer.
And you're like, strike two. Was it a swinging strike? Was it a called strike? And like, there were times where I didn't know. That's a problem.
Yeah.
A problem. I mean, we love mocking and having a laugh.
He's getting up there
calls,
in age too,
but,
and he's just, damn, he's going to do what he does.
Maybe
and it's
a little something
way.
More. Yeah. So the two price starts. I'm sort of worried now. What the hell is this deal against Kansas City? I understand what the deal is against New York.
You could almost argue that the second one was worse, and I say that because he's just lost it.
Well,
I'm
concerned that something's wrong.
Yeah, he can't locate, and there's a problem. Like, he could at least locate, and they were not good pitches. Even though David said after the game, you know, some of those were good pitches, and I felt good, you know, and they just hit it. Yeah, they're a good lineup. Can't make a mistake like that against that lineup. He had nothing to say after Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City is just lost. Lost.
Jamie in the car, go ahead.
Hello.
Jamie, go ahead.
Oh, hey, guys. Talking about the World Cup, one good thing about it, there are no TV timeouts. From when they start to halftime, there's no timeout, TV timeout. And then for the second half, same thing. It's played all the way through. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the nice things, but that's
not
the thing.
I don't care about that. I watch football, and they have TV timeouts.
There's action.
I watch basketball, they have TV timeouts.
No, but you understand the appeal of soccer. There's action. There's constant action. Yeah. There's something going on at all times.
Yeah, that weird clock that I still can't understand. Like, there's no horn. How do you know the game's over? Where's the buzzer? It's just like, somebody holds up this card. What's that card for?
Stoppage time, bro.
Oh, that guy got hurt. He could go back in that quick. Why'd he get carried off? He wasn't hurt. Just weird, man. It's like weird elements to that game, like, that could hook you. That's the only thing that hooked me.
But
soccer.
It's not just that you're right. It's not just a TV thing. It's nice.
It's,
I mean,
nice.
It's an added benefit. We would love it if the NFL didn't have TV breaks.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it would make it even better.
Good luck.
But I'm just saying, that's not it. It's the fact that there is action every second. There's something going on.
So Tom and I were just talking about this in the back. Like, you know, they've done the studies. There's actually like 12 to 15 minutes of actual snap to end of play action in an NFL game, right? In the 3-hour game, it's like 12 to 15 minutes.
Yep.
But there are like 140 or so plays, right?
Yes.
Roughly 130 to 150 plays.
Yeah.
What you're saying is there's only like 45 batted balls an entire game.
Yeah.
That's one-third of the amount of plays in an NFL game.
Yeah.
And it's the same time frame.
And some of those games are going 3.5-4 hours. That's the problem.
So even though there's only 12 to 15 minutes of action, you're getting more plays in that time. The plays are happening.
But you would accept it if the game was over in 2.5 hours, like hockey. Like NHL. You watch an NHL game, you're done in 2.5 hours.
So if you're telling me that it's 12 to 15 minutes, an NFL play is probably the same as batted ball to out, right? Roughly?
Sure.
It might even be quicker.
Yeah.
You're talking a third of that? What's that, 5 minutes of action?
That sucks.
5 minutes of action in 3 hours?
It's not good. It's definitely not going to help grow your sport, grow the game, keep people interested. Steve in the car. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Steve?
Real quick, I'd rather watch the commercials in the NFL than watch a soccer player lay down like he broke his femur bone for 25 minutes and then get up and start sprinting again. The other thing about David Price, is we got a big bullpen problem. Thornburn doesn't look too good coming back right away. I don't care that he makes $30 million. I'd put him in seventh or eighth spot. And as far as the Jackie Bradley and Brock Holt situation, we got to get rid of both of them. Call up Brandon Phillips. Let Swihart play. I'd package if Price is really just
Wait,
no good.
What gives you any faith that Brandon Phillips is any good or can still play?
I hate Brock Holt, and I'm sick. The Jack experiment has got
to
go.
But there's some versatility. There's versatility to Brock Holt. He can play multiple positions. Jackie Bradley Jr. can't do that.
Yeah, but let's go with Swihart. We kept him. We didn't trade him.
I'll take it. Sure.
And let's just trade them all. Trade Price, Brock Holt, and Bradley first.
All right. Now you're just trading everybody. What are we doing?
Yeah. God forbid a second baseman or your shortstop gets nicked or your third baseman. Who the hell are you going to stick in there? You got Brock Holt for that.
Back to reality over here. Come on.
You need Brock Holt, as much as I don't like him either. He's not an everyday player, but he's versatile.
He's got value to the team.
He's got value.
Simple. He's got value to the team.
I mean, at what age do you say, boy, Jackie Bradley Jr. doesn't have value?
Coming up next.
That's 30.
An intersection of sharks, boats, and politics. It sounds like the movie Jaws a little bit, right?
Yeah, that or 16 Candles. I dabble in a little bit of politics.
We'll get to these items next.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere, balls everywhere, balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zo leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Wow, that's so predictable coming back from
a break. Of course.
Like,
of course.
Fat ass shark swimming around eating people. Get his ass to wake at 180. The number there is 844-346-1800. I've been out for a while. I actually forgot the number.
There you go. Crazy. You made up for it right there. Don't want anyone calling.
Call Paige and
her
great staff. Yeah.
Where should we start, Jim? Should we start in your home state of Rhode Island yesterday? Jim loves this story.
The moron stories come from Rhode Island, like especially the politicians. We're going to go down a political road. This is not
a great white. This is a political shark, I guess we can say. Right? Does that work?
Moron.
He could have taken out some sharks. Who knows?
He may have. This happened in Rhode Island. The Coast Guard had to assist an independent candidate for governor, Joe Trillo.
Was this down in Coventry?
His yacht struck a rock. Charlestown, late Sunday morning. According to the Coast Guard, they received a 911 call from Trillo's yacht, the Lady M, around 11 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, the Lady M.
Reporting the boat had struck a rock near the Charlestown Breachway and was taking on water. So that, in and of itself, you say, what's the big deal? That sounds unfortunate. You know, this guy struck a rock and had to call the Coast Guard for a rescue. Well, he also had a giant banner on the side of his 65-foot yacht. That probably, based on if the boat was 65, we'll say that this banner had to be about, 25 feet long? About the size of a billboard of supporting his campaign for governor.
See, if I was
while he was very close to shore, blasting patriotic music off the boat.
Could you imagine being like an everyday Joe Schmo with a family of three, and you bust your ass 9 to 5 every day, you drop your family off at the beach... And maybe you're a moron, so you got to walk 2 miles because you got to go park at another beach because there's no parking at this beach. And it's 95 degrees out, and I'm sweating. And there's this turd out there in a 65-foot yacht. Vote for me! I'm rich, and I'm running for governor! Oh, yeah, you're going to get my vote, pal. What a moron.
The lady
in the water.
Ran aground.
I love it.
So my guess is he, got too close to shore? Is that the story, Jim? Is that the rumor?
You know what he did?
He came in so close, he hit a rock?
He probably wanted to save money.
Trying to get closer to the beach so they could
get more
attention.
So that was why, though, but it doesn't say that. It hasn't been reported that way, but it was the thought is he was trying to get too close to shore to blast the patriotic music to the people on the beach.
This isn't the first time he's done this. He's been doing this, on the weekends. At the people are annoyed at the beach because they're hearing this music and, guy over the loudspeaker.
Yeah, I'd be annoyed, too.
It'd be like you or me taking one of the station vehicles. Hey, listen to our show.
You know what I would immediately do?
Here's our face on the side of our truck.
I would immediately not vote for that person. I'm not voting for you. That's immediately what I would do.
Right. Look at the rich guy running for governor.
I don't care what he is. You're disrupting a day at the beach.
Right.
And I immediately will now vow not to vote for you. I don't live in Rhode Island, but if I did... This is what I would be saying to myself. I ain't voting for this guy.
Let me ask you something.
This clown show.
Jaws.
75 years old, right, Jim?
Yes.
And you're 75 years old. Are you going to be out on a boat, tying off a banner to the side of it, driving around on a loudspeaker, running for governor?
Oh, lady.
You know where I'm going to be? At home. And the only banner I'll hang is the one that says, leave me alone. I'm 75 over here. I just want to do what I want to do.
Eat the early bird special.
I don't want to hang a banner. Right. I for damn sure don't want to campaign to get a new job.
I'm in Rhode Island. I want to eat supper by 5.
Leave me alone.
I want to watch the evening news with Chuck Coletta.
I want to watch Matlock.
Yeah.
Do you know what he does when he's not on the boat?
Have lunch at 10:30.
Yeah, he's the Texas War Hawk Rangers on.
When he's not on his 65-foot boat, he's got a a Winnebago that's wrapped with the banner.
What kind of moron, running for anything or
driving
or doing
around
a show,
in a camper?
Drives around in his own rap thing.
He's also a fill-in radio host down there, too, when he's not running for office, I think.
Radio host as well.
Yeah. Well, excuse me?
Well, you can't, when you're a radio, when you're a, when you're a candidate, you can't, you know, host shows.
So there's a guy with a $2 million, he does radio? Where?
No, no, he fills in.
It's like fills in where?
Fill in.
At the news station down there.
The WPR place?
Yes.
When does he do this?
Fill-in time.
I don't know.
Vacation time.
Whenever someone's off.
It's probably on today.
So this would be like Sarge having a $2 million yacht, running for commissioner of WWE, you know, and I'm going to blast it out of my boat. Here I am. I'm going to do the Hub headlines on the weekend. I heard Sarge had a hell of a week last week, huh?
He was the big, like, Trump's appointed guy for Rhode Island, like, the big, you know, when the election was happening.
Go. This guy's probably trying to save a buck. He's driving the boat, or one of his friends. I guarantee that's what happened. Because this is what you see every weekend in the Cape, too. People that go down there, the Googans, that have no clue about the water. That don't know the water. If you have a decent boat, like a 20-foot or a 26-foot boat, it comes with really good radar and sonar. It shows you the water. It is descriptive. Shows you where the rocks are. He had one of his friends driving. Because if you have a $2 million boat, you're hiring a captain to drive the boat.
All right. Well, there's that. Also, I have now downloaded, Hardy, the Sharktivity app, which I believe you've had for a long time, right?
We've had it. My buddy had it. We went fishing, and we tried to see some of these sharks. Couldn't see them, but they were near us. And I tell you what, this is what's happening down here. People are catching stripers left and right. You saw the two big ones I caught a week ago. Sharks are snapping up the stripers while people are catching them. They're down there feeding. They're eating seals. They're eating stripers. They want to eat people. It's going to happen this year. This is the year of the shark.
This is the year of the shark.
Somebody's getting bit to Cape this year.
You think so?
I think so. And I don't think it's going to end well.
I don't think it's going to happen this year because I think everybody's on guard. I think everybody's aware
of it. They're everywhere.
It's going to be when we let our guard down on this that it happens.
For the first time in 3 years, Old Silver Beach.
When they stop paying as close attention to where these sharks are pinging or the planes that are overhead that watch for them.
I don't care about the pingers. I want the new guys. That's what they don't know. You know where the pings are. Ping, ping. You know where that shark is? That's when his friend Chuck comes along. Hey, look who's in. Chuck's up from Florida. He wants to see what's going on up here.
When it hasn't
he's
been
got some nice seals. Chuck really doesn't know the waters, so all of a sudden, Chuck just strayed off into Old Silver Beach, a mile from our house down there. Now, all of a sudden, the beach is closed.
I read this morning.
It's never been closed.
10 great whites have been spotted on the shoreline of the Cape in the last week, and it's been, I believe, 16 or 17 over the last 2 weeks.
Sounds like fun swimming.
What beaches? What towns?
Mostly
Chatham, Monomoy Island.
All outer Cape. Yeah.
Dennis, Truro, Yarmouth. Where'd you vacation at down there?
We're in South Yarmouth, but most of our time was spent over on the other side in Dennis. You know, Corporation Beach, Mayflower. But that's what I'm worried about, too. One of the sharks doesn't know. You're not supposed to, you know, swim around Provincetown and come back down into the bay there.
They're most
one did. One did on July 5th.
Yeah.
What, came down into, like, Dennis over there?
Yeah, they're not that close.
They're not allowed over there.
No, it was closer to, like, on the inside by,
Eastham?
Like, Truro.
They go through the canal, bro. They've tagged them going through the canal. I know people down in Woods Hole that said they've monitored them. They go through the canal.
I was talking with my buddy Matt Hooper over at the Oceanographic Institute there in Woods Hole.
Not Hooper.
He says, oh, yeah, it's a perfect feeding machine. All they do is eat.
But the thing that's interesting
make little sharks.
Is the ones that have all been pinged near the canals, though, all in the winter months. We're all in December. December, January. And since then, they now are all back out.
Cold water.
Yeah.
They like cold water.
The water's colder at that time of year.
Yeah.
But nothing since.
Like I said, stupid shark, though. All you need is that one dumb one. All of a sudden, strays off.
Huh. The beaches are open. Those beaches will be.
I saw you retweeted. Where did you find
this? Going to be one of the best summers we've ever had.
Is this a real thing? These Jaws people on Twitter now?
Isn't it great? Those Jaws accounts.
Yep, and they got Chief Brody on there and everything. He's got like 12,000 followers.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's right.
My son was on that beach.
Yeah, my kids were on that beach too.
Kids were on that beach too.
Isn't there a Twitter?
Sucking at cigarettes.
Doesn't Mayor Larry Vaughn have a Twitter account?
Yes, that's who I retweeted.
Yeah.
I retweeted Vaughn last night, who tweeted 19 hours ago, Amity owes a great debt to Mr. Quint, a local fisherman who recently made the ultimate sacrifice in the fight against the large predator that supposedly injured some bathers. We will be holding a memorial service on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at City Hall. All are welcome to attend.
I'm reading his timeline.
You know what
you're
gonna
do? July 5th. My kids were on that beach too.
You know what you're going to do, Larry? You're gonna sign that contract so we can kill the shark.
July 4th. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
July 7th. Happy to announce that the beaches of Amity are now safe once again, thanks to the heroic efforts of at Hooper and Sharks, at Quint underscore Captain, and our own at Real Chief Brody.
Larry Vaughn, July 4th. No one is going in. Please, go in the water.
July 4th also. Why aren't you in the water?
July 3rd. For Christ's sake, tomorrow is the 4th of July.
We will be open.
I want those little paint-happy bastards caught and hung up by their Buster Browns.
He posted a picture of the Amity Island billboard with the caption, "Sick vandalism!" Exclamation point. Also writing that it is a deliberate mutilation of a public service message.
It's also drawn to correct scale.
Oh,
yep. The beaches will be open.
There's only so much you can do, but he's getting all of them.
Well, this is the hot time of year for it. I mean, you know.
A tweet from June 27th. Hey, we can start breathing again. Been getting plenty of pictures for the papers.
So this is the summer of the shark. You think an attack happens this summer?
I do.
Yeah, I'm going to bet against it.
Yep.
I'm going to bet against that happening.
They're in the shallows. I mean, they come in. And there's seals everywhere. You got to kill. Hey, I know they're protected, but we got to unprotect them.
Unrelated, but also important. Right now, the Red Cross is issuing an urgent call for blood donors.
Oh, see, it's important. Yeah. It could be related. Say somebody got bit by a shark and they need blood.
An emergency blood shortage is prompting the American Red Cross to issue an urgent call for eligible donors, all blood types, especially type O, to give now and to help save lives. In fact, this coming Saturday, the Sports Hub American Red Cross blood drive is happening July 14th. So I guess our timing was good on this. Donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Best Western in Woburn. Raffles, games throughout the day. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can schedule an appointment ahead of time at redcrossblood.org. The Sports Hub American Red Cross blood drive, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Best Western in Woburn. We have headlines with Hardy. 90 seconds, no commercials. And then we get to Celtics rookie Robert Williams and the latest on the Marcus Smart situation.
I love this kid.
Coming up next.